Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Please welcome back to the program. It's been a couple of weeks, Fireman Jim.
Too long.
Has been.
2 weeks in baseball, that's a long time.
That is a long time. It's been a productive 2 weeks, though.
It has. They're still in first place.
For our beloved Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes.
That new shirt?
You like it?
Mantis. It says Mantis. Now, we didn't name our team the Mantis, did we?
No, this is another freebie shirt. Oh. That's all I wear.
From Mantis. What are they?
Their soccer team. Indiana.
Do you own? What was the last time you bought a shirt, Fireman Jim?
I have so many. I just went through them.
Bob and Brian golf outing shirts.
2002.
You have Rock Sports Complex shirts.
Oh, yeah, more than shirts from them.
Hats. Right here.
And now you've got this Mantis shirt. Yeah. I mean, they look good.
I still have my old T.A. Vern shirts. I can start wearing those again.
What old concert t-shirts do you have?
Playing on 1991.
What about fire department stuff?
Tons of fire department
Plenty
stuff.
Of that,
That's
right?
A huge box. Yeah. Big box of MFD shirts. Yeah.
Huge box,
huge.
You say. How many
Are
would
they
you
all
say?
Blue?
I'd say about 30. I got my still my blue work stuff.
Work stuff?
Yeah, the old blue Dickies.
You can still fit into it. You haven't been retired that long.
Easily.
I
have my Academy stuff that I still wear.
Can you still fit? You can fit into it. Can you fit into your tuxedo you get married in?
I have my old DJ tuxes, the red cummerbunds from 1987. I can still probably fit into those. It was always the red bow tie and the red cummerbund. Here I am to entertain. I always kick off my show with Footloose at 8 o'clock.
That's your still to this day?
No, not still to this day. That was my go-to when I started DJing.
When
weddings.
Do you play Celebration? How far
that
in?
That was like two songs in.
Two songs in? You burned Celebration?
I'd go Footloose, and then I'd play Wang Chung. This is back in 86, and then I'd go into Celebration for sure, and then We Are Family.
It just
bam,
seems
bam,
like
bam, 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 bam. They're getting left, rights. They're dancing. They can't take it anymore.
I gotta dance.
They have to dance.
What about when you wanted to, end things, get people off the floor, clear them out?
Like the last song of the night. Well, you slow it down, and then little piano man gets the circle going on the dance floor, and then get them out. Pretty much. Slow them down. Mm-hmm. Always wind. You don't want to end on a fast
song.
When
did you play Supertramp?
Supertramp was usually, that would really get them off the dance floor. That's a dance floor clear right there. Maybe Cocktail Hour, though.
Song.
You'd be surprised. I have played Supertramp at weddings before.
Have you?
The bride or groom, what usually the groom that wants
request.
It. The groom wants it, and I'm like, are you sure? He's usually loaded at
what
this time.
What Supertramp song could you possibly
play? He can't dance. He just wants to hang out and drink with his friends and be on the dance floor while everybody else is walking
away. It's
going
to kill everyone's buzz if you play Supertramp.
I'm paying for it. You play it. I'm like, all right, let's do this. And
I just remember specifically at one of my daughter's weddings, seeing Spritel standing on a chair at about midnight dancing and saying to Brian.
Chair. Table.
Was it a table she was standing on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember who it was. What song was.
At the end of the night?
Yeah.
It was a sing-along song?
Dun, dun, dun.
Apache.
Yeah,
Apache,
that's it. Yeah.
The Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah.
That's a pack. That'll
She's
pack
up on a
floor.
Table, about 15 or 16 years old, dancing, end of the night.
Really? Yeah.
And I looked at Brian and said, well, I have to go get her off that table. And
before it
and
collapses.
You know what he said?
What?
Why?
Right. Why? She's having
and
a good
I stopped,
time.
Wedding. And I stopped and I went, yeah, you're right. I'm here. I know everybody here.
I've only seen tables collapse a few times at weddings. Just a couple times. About
10%
of the time.
The circle on top of a sawhorse arrangement.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I didn't know it was a real table.
And the hall manager comes running out. Stop the music. Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Not too many wings anymore.
What did you ever play a request and then have the person who requested a song tell you your party sucked because no one was dancing?
I have, and not that far, but I have had requests where the person requested it didn't dance, and then I embarrass them. I'll point them out.
Spotlight,
that guy requested this.
This lame tune.
He gave me $2, and I played it.
So you sell out for $2.
$2 minimum. Yeah. Usually it's a fiver. I'll get it played next.
Fiver.
I'll get it played next. I'm like a jukebox.
I have an app that'll do that now.
Right.
If you're in the bar, for 4 credits, you jump to the front of the line.
Yep. You want to make people angry? Wait till they're filling the jukebox and just start skipping their songs, then blaming them for bad songs. Did you play this? We saw you put it in.
I know somebody who will play a Christmas record and leave.
play a real long
she
one.
She just told me about it, plays the whole record and leaves.
Yep.
Yeah, see ya.
That's a buzzkill.
Yeah. Let's talk a little baseball.
Wow.
Jesus Aguilar. Excuse me.
It's a no-brainer. It really is. I mean, it's a no-brainer that he should be in the All-Star game.
Come from? I mean.
Well, we got him from Cleveland off of waivers, and he almost didn't break camp with us.
Right. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what to do with him.
They didn't.
At the beginning of the season.
Not on the All-Star ballot because Thames is. So they're like, what do we do with him? We don't want to release him because they knew he had potential, and obviously he's proving it right now.
Well, Thames around, 20 home runs and 23?
23 leads the National League in home runs. He's like third in RBIs. He's in the top five in slugging. I mean, he plays a good defense.
So he's a guy that they thought, well, I guess we can use him at first from time to time. We can platoon him, whatever, and then Thames hurts his thumb.
Right.
He gets his chance.
Say that a lot.
Yep.
Thames hurts Thames' thumb.
And Braun's not producing. He's injured again, so we'll get the perfect guy. This guy's not only having an All-Star year, he's having an MVP caliber year. I mean, he's in the conversation for that. It's only the first half of the season, but still, his numbers are proving it.
Well, and then so the question is, why does the guy have to be voted on by some – super fan effort
because
to get
first
him
base
All-Star.
Is such a logjam in the National League that they're going with some of the bigger names, even though he's got better numbers. And maybe they figured Milwaukee is such good as good at voting these guys in. They've done it in the past that he'll get it no matter what.
And he mugs for the camera at the end of the gauntlet in the dugout every time he does.
He's
that
a
goofy
great
look into the camera.
He's great on the camera. His personality is awesome. He had a great interview yesterday. He's thanking the fans. He's thanking the fans by giving away tickets today.
Yes, right.
I mean.
And an ice cream breakfast.
Ice cream breakfast.
Who doesn't want ice cream for breakfast?
Right. Much better than sit by my locker and stare at the TV and F you to the reporters. And
So he's got to get in. Keep voting. You can't be sure, of course, but man, what a
he
great
He leads
career.
Right now, right?
They say he leads. Is it by one vote or by 1,000 votes? I don't know.
It goes till 3 o'clock
this
afternoon.
3 o'clock today, so get back on there while you're at work. Your boss won't care. Just click away. I can't believe it's unlimited voting, though, that I thought it was like 20 a day max, but you can keep going. You can keep clicking, entering that, that number and then enter.
Now he's kind of a fixture at first base. Thames is out in right field.
Yep.
Playing well through a dude out at second base last night. But our middle infield, I never know who's going to be there from night to night.
You don't. That's what you're going to see, some kind of moves made before July 31st. Something's going to happen between at second base and shortstop. Something's got to give here. You're seeing Machado's name thrown around a lot. Would that be, what do you guys think? Would you give up a lot for him or
no? For a 2 month run? Well, I don't know. Win now, right? That's all you're worried about. Win now.
Win now.
Win now, baby. What'd you do? Would you make the trade?
Do it now.
At what cost?
Well, they're talking about Burns, who pitched yesterday in Major League debut. I mean, he's our number one pitcher. He was our pitcher of the year in the minor leagues last year. He pitched, this is our future. But again, win now. We haven't been in the World Series since 82.
Do we have to gut our farm system to get him? Do we have to sell our
three
soul?
Of our top prospects, yeah. But is it gutting it? I mean, we got a pretty deep. I mean, the Brewers right now have used the second most players in the major league this year on their active roster.
You can always build for the future.
Right.
Win now.
I agree.
Okay, so you would. But see, I'm all for getting him.
Right.
But there's no way he's back next year. He's looking at a $300 million contract.
He's a rental player. Right. We've done it in the past. We've got CC. We've gotten players like this in the past, and it's helped.
They keep talking about the Brewers have done this before, gone out and got a rental player they knew wasn't going to hang around. It was CC Sabathia.
Right.
On a little different scale, they did the same thing with Greinke.
Right.
Because we sent Kane and Escobar
to
Kansas City for that trade.
Right, and it worked out. For both teams. I mean, the Indians trade with CeCe worked out for us and not for the Indians at all. We gave up a rookie that never produced.
Who was this is a first baseman, right?
Yeah, third baseman, and I forgot his name.
LaPorta.
Matt LaPorta.
There you go.
So it can work. I mean, these are rookies. We gave up a rookie to get Yelich. Lewis Brinson. He's in Florida right now. He's still a rook. He's only hitting like 200. It doesn't mean in the future he'll be great, but right now we're in the win now mode. If we don't get Machado, who everybody wants right now, he's going to get top dollar wherever he goes. We can go after some other guys. There's other guys out there.
The Brewers have set a team record. They've won more games before the All-Star break than ever before. Now, granted, the All-Star break is a little later this year. But they did this with six games to go yet.
Right.
So
the
All-Star game we're coming up, it's usually around the 13th or 14th.
Right.
It would still be a record. So Forget about that.
I know last year people were worried that they had the post-All-Star game losing streak, the hangover where it came crashing down. I mean, I don't think this team is going to do that this year. They're just playing so well.
They don't show any signs of that.
They really don't. And they have so many guys that have stepped up, and now they're what is Stearns going to do? He's going to do something. He's not going to sit on this team. There's going to be some kind of move made, whether it's for a shortstop, second baseman, or another pitcher.
Well, and the Cubs are only a game and a half back.
So. Cubs are hanging around.
Our lead is smaller this year with more wins.
Right, because the Cubs, we're playing with the Cubs or the Cubs. They're playing well just like we are, and I think we're tied with them in losses, but we have four more wins. We've played four more games than they do. So, you know, they're going to be around all the rest of the season, you know. We'll play them a few more times. We've got to beat them head-to-head, and hopefully end up on top. That's the plan.
It seems like every day they are shuffling players around somewhere, either sending somebody up,
like I said,
down,
Brewers,
somebody's on the DL,
right. And their system is producing. Their farm system, these guys are getting called up. We've used the second most players in the major leagues this year on our major league roster, and they're winning.
Are they looking for some formula?
Place.
It's like, okay, we're just going to set on autopilot now and let this run, or is this going to be, you know, is this?
The way Stearns and Council have been doing, they've been hitting all the right buttons. I mean, Burns, another guy, he's a starting pitcher in the farm system that they put him at reliever. They started having him relieve in June in the minors because that's the way that Council likes to run the team is starters go five innings and then his bullpen comes in and shuts him down. And our bullpen is one of our biggest assets right now. So do you give up Burns? Do you give up, I don't know, Machado? Man, would he be tantalizing hitting third, fourth?
I'm all for winning now. I just want to do it at a reasonable price.
But remember, for years they were holding on to guys too long, and they kept sometimes getting to the near the top and then back down. And
yeah, I've seen
close.
All the building seasons. We've paid
through,
for that.
We have.
Let's have one payoff. Win right. now.
Right.
But this has quietly been a really good year.
A surprise.
Right. And that's why Aguilar, I think, didn't get one of the reasons he's not in the All-Star roster originally, because nobody knew who he was. He wasn't on the ballot. And, the fans still get their vote in it. People are like, oh, it's not all the best guys are in it. Well, it's still a fans game, so I have no problem. The fans are usually right in baseball, and they vote their starters in. They made a few mistakes here, but Harper's a big name. He's starting. He's not having a great year, but he's a perennial All-Star. And
it's a good time for baseball in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
Milwaukee, Chicago, Cleveland.
Yep, Cleveland first place. Yep, exactly.
And how smart does our front office look? The two big free agents that they signed, Yelich and Kane?
All-stars.
All-stars.
Yep, fantastic.
It's not like you're going, well, what's up with them?
No.
Well, that was a clunker,
and
wasn't it?
And putting Hader from a starter into a relief role 2 years ago, paying off. He's an all-star as well.
Even though he got a little beat up in Miami the other night.
He did have his worst outing of the year, which, it happened. Are they worried about his velocity was down a little bit for one game? I'm not. I mean, he had an off game. It's going to happen.
Like I said, I don't expect to win all of them, but I'm surprised now when we lose.
Yes, especially when we
lost that game.
Right. And you lost to Florida the money. Like, Florida, they're in last place. We're in first place. You play the game, and you're going to lose a few of those games throughout the year. Just win more than you lose. 2 out of 3. I want to see the rest of the year.
What are the other stories in baseball right now?
Did you see the A's game yesterday with Lucroy?
Oh. I saw that.
What?
I didn't realize it was Lucroy behind the plate that bobbled that ball.
Well, they're up by one in the ninth. Houston scores on play at the plate. It was a short hop that he probably should have had. He didn't. Scored the tying run. And then in extra innings, I believe it was, that the guy has a swinging bunt. It
hits just out in front of the plate.
Just hits right in front of the plate, and it's foul. Right, and then it spins back fair. Lucroy picks up with his bare hand. The runner backs up towards the plate.
Lucroy's trying to tag him with the ball. The runner's backing up. They're at home plate yet. Lucroy loses the ball.
He just drops it.
He just drops it. So the runner takes off for first. Lucroy, it's an easy throw, picks up the ball and throws it into right field.
It skimmed his helmet, actually. It skimmed off the runner's helmet. So Lucroy.
And the winning run scores.
And the A's are
Astros
trying to catch
win.
The Astros. They're they're behind them
like
by a few
games.
But right, the Astros are the team to beat in the American League still. So, yeah.
It was a weird play.
Right. Would you take Lucroy back on the team right now? Free agent? Or a little
we're a little thin at catcher right now.
Another
would I
guy.
Take him back?
Again,
what do we have to give up to
get him? I
don't
think give up as much.
And who gets moved out in that case? Because I don't know. It's tough because there's a chemistry.
There is a chemistry, and that is part of it. I mean, shortstop, we've had four guys play shortstop in the last month, it seems. That's why the Machado move was very interesting.
Not that
tantalizing.
I think Lucroy would come in and ruin any sort of chemistry that's going on. He's a good team player.
Yeah, he's a
like to have Catch Jonathan
no,
back.
No, so
very productive when he was here in Milwaukee.
We end up with, we got Miami today, Florida, whatever they're called now, and then we go to Pittsburgh, and then the All-Star break. So will Aguilar be in the Home Run Derby? Another question.
It's another good question, right?
He's leading.
He's leading.
He's
leading
the league in home runs, and he's not okay.
I don't get how they pick. I know they pick. They already got Harper.
A dumber
in it.
Process than the Nobel Peace Prize.
It really is.
How do you deliver that news? He didn't make the All-Star game, and you're not in the Home Run Derby.
But I'm leading the league in home runs.
Getting more home runs than anybody. I would be okay if he wasn't.
You're just not home run derby
sometimes
material.
Sometimes wrecks their swing.
Exactly. I've heard guys say it.
It throws them off. They even get hurt doing it. They're swinging so much for the fence.
So,
all right.
If he doesn't, eh.
Right.
He'll probably be, I'll be all right.
3 p.m. Vote until 3 p.m. today for Aguilar.
Jim, always good to see you.